Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, August 13, 2024. Pre-market report, just real quick, in just about 4 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog, we're supposed to get some kind of really important economic report. It's all propaganda. The Federal Reserve, they're concerned about inflation. Yes, sure they are here. But that's what we're going to hear this morning. Again, another nonsensical detachment from reality, which is allowing people to be led to the slaughter. You all know that here. You know, it's astonishing to me how people can be misled on such a grand scale. Inflation was temporary. It's going away soon. Don't worry about it. I mean, we all knew this was a lie from day one. Inflation has done nothing but continue to rise around the world. Central banks around the world with the same narrative with regard to inflation. Oh, it's temporary. It's transitory. It's not been. And they've known this since day one. How did they know it? Because we called it right here. The first day when we heard the nonsensical words of temporary and transitory, we knew it wasn't going to be. And what are central banks doing? They're continuing to inflate right here and right now. So whatever this data is, I will cover it later after I go through it. but it's just propaganda, man. We are being propagandized and lied to and deceived from every freaking angle. Now, speaking more about that, I did not listen to the Trump-Musk interview. I have no idea what they said, but I'm gonna throw out something here. I'd be willing to bet, and I could be wrong. Please let me know if I'm wrong on this. No finger pointing at the Federal Reserve here. I am certain they talked about a whole bunch of issues, which, whatever, okay? But neither one of these guys is gonna point at the Fed here. You see, you have to understand something. They're very close to the money. Those of you who took the time out to study at least the video, I sent every single one of you here who subscribed to my free newsletter or even subscribed to this blog, I sent you like a 4-minute video about the Cantillon effect. Both of these guys here, Musk and Trump, they're right there. And they, of course, are benefiting greatly from this Cantillon effect. They will not point. And maybe I'm wrong. Please tell me if I'm wrong here because I don't know what happened. If I'm way off here, let me know. Did either one of these guys point at the Federal Reserve with regard to the issues of the economy and the issues of inflation here around the world? Forget about just here in the United States. No, they're not going to do it. I could be wrong on this. And if I am, please let me know. Anyway, people, look, the world economy, okay, as you all know here, is being deliberately shut down. It's being shut down. And this is, again, no president has the power to do this. No emperor, no dictator. This is an effect of central banks around the world who are fulfilling their final solution. I don't know another way to put it here. Now, with that said, this isn't a piece I sent to all of you a while back. And I was looking through this morning, and it's even more relevant right now. So I want to cover this just real quick. I want you to pay attention to this. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do with this, I'm going to put a link in the description of this video so you can read this here for yourself. Anyway, look, let me cover this just real quick. So hyper-economics, hyper-debt, and another Great Depression by yours truly here. So according to the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. debt is expected to exceed $54 trillion by 2034. With that, the World Economic Forum president recently stated, pay attention to this, we have not seen this kind of debt expansion since the Napoleonic Wars. Vast debt expansion during the Napoleonic Wars fostered the illusion of an economic prosperity, which led to a post-war depression. Sound about right to you? What is important to take note of here is vast debt expansion is invariably creates an unsustainable illusion of economic prosperity. Okay, you remember this is what we've seen through the last three presidents here. And it's just leading to our destruction, which also invariably ends in economic disaster and depression. We're there right now, okay? This is not by accident. The current hypercycle of vastly expanding hyperdebt expansion will also lead to another Great Depression on a global scale. Again, I could be wrong on this, and I want to hear from you, those of you that listen to Trump and Musk. Did they point their fingers at the Federal Reserve once? Did they explain to you that it's the Federal Reserve that runs the economy, the financial system, the markets, monetary policy as a whole? It's the central banks around the world. It's not president, kings, queens, monarchs, or tech giant CEOs. No, it isn't them. Imagine my shock here. Today, people, this is here in this piece. I'm gonna again link in the description of this video here. Today, the pace at which global debt is rising has accelerated beyond that of any other time in history. More so than the Napoleonic Wars here. It's incredible. And this mechanism is what is directly responsible for mass currency devaluation, loss of purchasing power, and yes, inflation. Currently, the world economy, despite vast expansion of debt, is slowing at its fastest pace on record. The mechanism of vast debt expansion and thus accelerated currency purchasing power losses creates a need for more central bank issued notes. It's a vicious cycle. As the currency continues to lose purchasing power, it takes more currency to purchase the same goods. So this is why we're seeing the phenomenon of central banks ballooning the global money supply as the global economy contracts. Does that make sense to you? Even those of you that are not economists or understand the markets, it should. Okay, anyway. Currency creation is debt, which is itself inflationary, purchasing power negative. So the need for even more currency creation and debt expands faster. This mechanism further empowers central banks. And you all know this, the number one goal of every central bank on earth is debt expansion. Debt is the only product of a central bank, any central bank. And the more debt a central bank can issue or is allowed to issue or is being called on to issue, what is Kamala and Trump promising you every single day? Lower rates. That means debt expansion. Unbelievable, man. You can't make this stuff up if you try to. Anyway, the fact is this. We are in a full-blown economic hyper-debt nightmare crisis, which is being deliberately engineered. Currency devaluation, and especially artificially suppressed bond yields or rates, okay, as we're being promised by Kamala and Trump, will continue to cause massive price action distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. People, we're being exterminated. We're being eliminated. We're being led to the slaughter by design. This is a deconstruction of the current system. You all know that. Are there solutions? Absolutely, people, and I've already told you what these are. But again, we do not need a weaker currency. We do not need lower rates, people. We don't need these things. We already have historically low rates. But again, part of the mechanism to destroy us all is the promise that these two things are doing right now. Again, consider what they're saying. These two entities, and they're not even human, okay, are out here. Because neither one of them possesses a single human quality. Because all they're doing here is they're in bed with the Federal Reserve and they're setting the groundwork now to inflate further, to give the Fed permission to do whatever they want. That is, add digits to a screen, buy all the debt, keep rates low. They're promising you that. And then now they're both on the same board with cryptocurrency. Both of these selectees here, okay, doesn't matter anymore. They're being chosen, either one, for a reason. To help the Fed, obviously, inflate on a scale we haven't seen before, even though, again, we haven't seen anything like this since the Napoleonic Wars. And this is way, way worse. Way, way worse here. But now, with both of these selectees, with their love affair, this newfound love affair with cryptocurrency, just coincidence here, right? This is just coincidence. Then whoever gets behind the resolute desk is going to help the Fed in this case and central banks around the world finish their final solution, which, of course, the key here, the linchpin is going to be a central bank digital currency. People, look, let me know if I got this wrong with regard to the Musk, Trump interview, did either one of them explain that it's the Federal Reserve that is the root cause of inflation? Because again, inflation is a direct result of what would be considered mismanagement of monetary policy. This is deliberate. Presidents don't have a printing press. They can't get out there and create cash out of nothing or contract the money supply, but that's what we actually need. We need higher rates. We need a stronger currency. What both of these things are selling you is leading to your demise. And I mean this in the literal sense. You're being eliminated. You're being eliminated. All right, people, look. I want you to, again, please pay attention to this stuff. In the description of this video, right down here, I'm going to put a link to this. Read through this. Does it make sense to you what I said? And then this is old. It's exactly what we're seeing right now. I sent this out to you a while back. This was also published in the Trends Journal. Anyway, people, look, I think we got this here. Anyway, we'll see. I will go over, unfortunately, the economic data that's coming out here. This producer price index, the PPI here. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It's fake. It's not real. None of the data is real anymore. None of it. Nothing is real. It's all propaganda. It's all a ploy here to lead people down a very destructive pathway. And I think we're pretty much on the same page with this whole thing. So anyway, look, tell me if I got it wrong. I have no idea. I promise you, I swear that I did not watch the interview. I have no idea. I didn't hear about it. I don't know what was said there, but I would be willing to bet that neither one of these guys, neither Trump nor Musk, pointed their fingers at the Federal Reserve. They can't do it. Again, it's the Cantillon effect. Both of these guys want the Fed to continue to inflate. That's why they're so rich. You understand? Check out the Cantillon effect. Again, it's in your inbox. If you do subscribe here to this blog or my newsletter, 100% free, links in the description of this video, it's right there. Take 4 minutes of your very busy day today, 4 minutes, and watch that video. You'll understand what's going on and why things are who they are, you know, to a better degree, a higher degree than you already do now. And I think every one of you that follows this blog is so keenly aware of what's going on. It's just frankly unbelievable. All right, people, that's it. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, right? Love you a lot from the heart. If you got something out of this video, let me know, please, and share it. Get it out there. Thumbs up. Important. Let's see algorithms pick up the video and people can hear this kind of stuff. So do you think this is right? Do you think this is correct right there? Yeah. I'll see you later.